This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. European Union leaders arrived Thursday in Kyiv with a message of support for the Ukrainian people. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said that delegation was in Kyiv to convey the EU's, quote, a strong message of support to all Ukrainians defending their country, end quote. Borrell said the EU will continue to stand with Ukraine to win and rebuild. EU and Ukrainian leaders are set to meet at a summit Friday to discuss the EU's response to the conflict, reconstruction and relief efforts, global food security, and Ukraine's application to join the EU. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address Wednesday that Russia is trying to achieve some battlefield gains to show on the first anniversary of the war on February 24th. Israeli forces carried out airstrikes early Thursday in the Gaza Strip, hours after Israeli air defenses intercepted a rocket fired from Gaza. Associated Press cameras captured the muffled sound of an explosion as missiles struck buildings there. Give a listen. Israel's military claims the airstrikes targeted a rocket production facility used by the militant group Hamas. There were no reports of casualties. Iran's Atomic Energy Organization on Wednesday dismissed a report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog that said Iran had made an undeclared change to uranium-enriching equipment at its Fordow plant. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors found an interconnection between two clusters of centrifuges had been modified. This is VOA News. Thousands of mainly young people chanting and singing arrived at the Martyrs Stadium in Kinshasa before sunrise Thursday to attend the meeting with Pope Francis on the third of his four-day visit to Democratic Republic of Congo. Many of the faithful said they hoped the visit of the Holy Father could bring some changes to the country suffering with several problems. Violence has racked eastern Congo for decades as more than 120 armed groups and self-defense militias fight for land and power. A new poll suggests that the discovery of classified documents at U.S. President Joe Biden's Delaware home was not really affected on his overall approval rating. AP correspondent Donna Warder explains.
A lawyer for President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has asked the Justice Department to investigate close allies of former President Donald Trump and others who accessed and disseminated personal data from a laptop that a computer repair shop owner says was dropped off at his Delaware store in 2019. It also asked...
My apologies, that is not the correct story from Donna Warder. Meanwhile, Hunter is seeking a federal probe of Trump allies over his laptop. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports, and here is that one.
A lawyer for President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, has asked the Justice Department to investigate close allies of former President Donald Trump and others who accessed and disseminated personal data from a laptop that a computer repair shop owner says was dropped off at his Delaware store in 2019. It also asked prosecutors to investigate whether any of the data was manipulated or tampered with in any way. Hunter Biden's attorneys have also asked Fox News host Tucker Carlson to retract and apologize for what they say are false and defamatory claims made about Hunter on air. The request for a criminal inquiry comes as Hunter Biden faces his own tax evasion investigation by the Justice Department. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The United States and the Philippines announced an agreement Thursday that will give the U.S. military access to four new Philippine military sites. In a news briefing, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new agreement with the Philippines gives the U.S. a stronger security presence in Asia.
It is not about permanent basing, but it is a big deal. It's a really big deal in that, it gives us, provides us the opportunity again to interact a bit more in an effective way.
The announcement was made as U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in the Philippines for talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.